This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. I do keep track for every Monday of the top 10 rushers records and the top 10 passer records for the entire season. So for each week, the top 10 rushers and passers, their record that week. The top 10 rushing records, again, 6-4 for the fifth straight week. The top 10 passers, 4-6. That puts them at a robust 58-52, while the top 10 rushers are 74-36 this year.
Man, it feels like every single week individually to its advantage rushers that's led to like that much of a discrepancy.
Yeah, no, there was week three, really. Week three and week six were the big differences. Those were 9-1 weeks. So if you were running the ball, you were really good those weeks. And there have been a couple of clunkers. There has not been a losing week for the top 10 rushers, though. So, and again, that could be because they were already winning, or it's because they're good at running the ball, and that brings balance to their offense, which sets up their pass and also allows them to control the game better. So those are the records right there. The hits and misses from this weekend. Honorable mention for the misses, almost Justin Fields. Almost Justin Fields.
Because he slid a yard short or whatever.
Sliding 1 yard short. But here's the thing about that. Did you notice Mike Tomlin's face when that happened? Nothing changed. Mike Tomlin is who Mike Tomlin is because he doesn't panic.
Yeah.
He never freaks out about anything. If somebody does something, they deserve the chew out. But most oftentimes, it's behind closed doors the right way. Mike Tomlin didn't panic. He said, doesn't matter. Just run the ball. We're going to win this game. So almost Justin Fields. But number three on the misses this week, the Jaguars. Jaguars are just terrible, guys. They are bad at football.
Corey, can I throw out, believe it or not, I have more Jaguar statistics.
Okay.
I would love
All right.
to throw out if possible.
Absolutely.
And it looks like the Cowboys just officially put Dak Prescott on injured reserve.
Oh, no.
Like, No, you knew that was done.
What's
he's
wrong?
Out for the season.
So he's not playing tonight?
No. No, he's not.
What's wrong?
And Josh...
That's going to hurt the Cowboys. Cramps.
Have you reported the injury?
Yeah, he ripped part of his hamstring off the bone.
Mm.
It's not breaking news, Lucy! I shouldn't yell at her.
Yeah,
she's delightful.
She's really nice.
Lucy, you're doing a great job.
Tony Romo hoped it was a cramp.
Yes, he did. It's just a cramp. So that made official, brought up Josh Butler. If this holds, the Jaguars would have the top pick in the draft for the third time in 5 years. That's never happened in the common era draft. So, like, in the Super Bowl era. Never happened. The Jags would be the first team to get that done. So, you know, there's that.
So, are they a franchise that it doesn't matter what they do? They're just... I know the Clippers are out of that. They got a new owner, this and that. The Cons have decent money.
Yeah, no, they have a lot of money. You might be right.
Like, there's nothing Jacksonville can do. They're just always going to be crap. The best they can do is once every 3 to 5 years make the playoffs, and then they peter out, and then for 5 years you're like, they're pathetic at football.
I can't rule it out because, man, this season has been so bad. Like, worse than they possibly could have imagined, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh,
I agree. Sure. I thought that they would compete for a playoff spot again.
Oh, sure.
They drafted the kid from LSU. Is it Thomas? Brian Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he started off pretty good this year, and you thought, well, he's going to improve and this and that, and Trevor Lawrence should get better, and Doug Peterson. Like, I believed in Doug Peterson. I believed in Trevor Lawrence, and I don't think Doug Peterson's a head coach the rest of his life in the NFL. Maybe he is in high school or college, but this ended him.
Couple more quick Cowboys notes for you. The club did elevate Princeton Fant and came on Hall from the practice squad for this game. Back to you, Corey.
Somebody just texted and said they're working from home or through lunch, and it looks like they're going to work virtually. They're not planning on stopping back at the office. And so I replied back to them, but we need you for the huge closing. So we'll see how things go.
Oh, okay. All right. So you kind of hope they're like a realtor or a banker or something
like that.
Yeah, I
don't know. Maybe there's a big deal they're closing out here.
Also, Ryan, do you have any NASCAR memorabilia at your shop?
We have a few items.
Oh, there you go.
We even picked up an item recently. Dale Earnhardt Sr. autographed card that was already authenticated and slabbed.
Ooh.
So that's a new one for us.
And obviously she goes to RJ Dukes, but if you want a Ryan Newman race used autographed tire from Texas Motor Speedway, we will have that for Peace-a-thon.
I like it. I like it. Number two on the misses over the weekend, Aaron Rodgers and the hapless Jets. The Jets got off to a terrible first quarter. They had 9 first quarter yards. Offensively, that's a bad thing. And it was in the 6th possession of the game that they finally earned their first down, their first down of the game.
Oh dear.
At which point, if you looked into the stands, they all started sarcastically cheering about finally getting a first down. And I kind of like that a little bit. They were being so sarcastic about it.
Of the sarcastic cheer.
That was a nice moment. And then the number one miss of the weekend, Baltimore lost to a team that didn't score a touchdown. And I don't know exactly how that happens. But
you know, this is the second game Pittsburgh has won this year without scoring a touchdown.
They are good.
And the Cowboys beat them.
How did that happen?
I don't know. We have no clue.
That'll be the worst loss for the Steelers of the season, and that will be the worst win for the Cowboys.
Oh, grit. Just straight grit right there. By the
Cowboys are picking 9th because they had to beat the Steelers on that Sunday night in Italy.
Can you add an honorary miss for Harry Douglas, who doesn't know how to jump through a table? Don't jump feet first.
The CBS crew did that. Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt and Bill Cowher, they were all jumping through those. And I thought it was a lot of fun to see them do that.
I got a problem with that. Years ago, when we were still owned by CBS Corporate, they put the kibosh on me getting put through a table at one of our events. Corporate said, no, it's too dangerous. Now, they're like, oh, that's fine.
The final part of the Baltimore losing to a team that didn't score a touchdown was Justin Tucker missed 2 big-time field goals, screwed over my fantasy team. That would have been the difference in that game. That would have been it right there. So that was it.
You should know not to trust him anymore, though, right?
Is he done?
So does this hurt you as he could go down? He's in the category of greatest field goal kicker kicker of all time. They pretty much just kick field goals. Maybe he's not the greatest extra point kicker. I don't know. But I look at these guys when they're coming close to their end and then their percentages start going down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they don't have it anymore.
And teams usually don't keep him around much longer after that either. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Justin Tucker might be ruining his reputation. He needs to retire. Keep the percentages up.
Okay. But at the end of the season, right now?
I think Harbaugh's kind of like, just go ahead and do it now, man. Yeah. I don't want
to. Yeah, you're pretty talented. Have you tried kicking left-footed?
That is Mike's answer to a lot of things. The hits of the weekend.
That one doesn't have like a lot of kicks, you know.
Yeah, there's lots of.
He has a lot left in that leg.
What is that hand motion you're doing, Corey?
It's kind of a foot.
It's a scoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like what your leg does when you kick a ball.
What if he said, hey, there was this guy in preseason. I watched him kick. If you put your arms out to really balance yourself.
That was only at one of the attempts.
It was really funny, though.
Do you think?
And you almost made it.
Yeah, maybe Tucker's using his arms too much to kick. Maybe
he's a hold them out straight like an airplane.
Give him a call. Tell him what he needs to do.
All right.
The hits of the weekend. Honorable mention, Josh Allen. If for nothing else, that run to stamp the game at the end. That was an awesome run.
That was crappy.
That was sweet.
Well, you mean crappy? What do you mean? What are you doing now?
It was a great play, but I was really hoping. I was like, if Patrick Mahomes gets this ball back, he's going to do it again.
And that's exactly why Josh Allen had to make that play. They knew on 4th down, 2 yards to go, they can't just say, hey, let's go ahead and kick a field goal, because that would have put them up by 5.
Yeah, and then that would have been bad.
You leave it in Mahomes' hands, and he's going to do it. So that play right there was awesome.
This is for tomorrow, but I heard you mention it. So Josh Allen bolted up to number 1 in MVP?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I just that one play though, and I think Jim Nantz said it, like, this is going to be the play
on the highlight reel if he wins MVP. I heard that.
Yeah, dude, he lowers his shoulder to barrel over somebody, and they were trying to punch the ball out. It was great. It was really good.
Because when they were like, "Should they kick it?" I was like, "No, no."
Also, honorable mention, and that says something here, because Brock Bowers, 13 catches, 126 yards, and a touchdown, leading receiver for the Raiders at their tight end position.
So. He has the most yards receiving for a tight end in the first 10 games ever. But also, fun fact, he, I guess CBS scrubbed his Trump dance when he scored, and then they shut down his interview after he was asked about the Trump dance question. They were like, all right, we're done.
There were so many of those this weekend.
Yeah, John Jones did it.
Think about it. 5 years ago, we were all kneeling for the anthem. And now today, we're all doing Trump dances for touchdowns. What a country.
It is amazing.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I want to confirm that you said he has the most yards through 10 games?
Yes, for a tight end.
I thought I saw that he's only behind Ditka.
I believe he has surpassed him.
All right. Fantastic. Good job for him. Ditka. Can you believe that we had him as a tight end?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive from back in the day.
Number three on the list, Taysom Hill. 10 catches for 50 yards. 738 rushes for 3 touchdowns, and he also was 1-for-2 passing. He had 1 interception. So he was 50-50 on passing to his team while he was throwing the ball. One goes to the other team, one goes to his team. But 3 touchdowns, big game right there for Taysom Hill.
Do you know anybody that had Taysom Hill on their bench, or will that probably come up tomorrow?
I do not know anybody that I was paying attention.
Surely there's people out there who's like, I would have freaking.
He's a good person to have around, because if you need a substitute tight end, then you can throw him in there.
Yeah.
Number two on the list, Bo freaking Nix, near perfect rating, 4 touchdowns. The question is, has Bo Nix officially arrived?
Man, I think I saw the stat that he is the first rookie quarterback to have 300-plus yards with 4 touchdowns, no turnovers, and an 80-plus percent completion percentage in a game. That, I mean, first of all, that's an incredible stat line. I don't care how long you've been in the league. But, man, Sean Payton and the drafting of Bo Nix have looked better and better as the year's gone along.
Is it really close now between Nix and Daniels?
Believe it or not, it's not. Jaden Daniels is still a really heavy favorite. I think it should be close.
It could go the goes the other way at the end of the season, though, and Jaden Daniels falters and Nix continues to do what he's doing, it would change.
I could see that. But the gap still, I think Jaden Daniels is like a minus 700 or something. It's still pretty big.
So, honestly, I'm not saying you should like do this, but
it's a value pick.
Yeah, putting.
I agree.
If you are a gambler, I'm not. But if you put $100 on Bo Nix to win it, I believe it's down to 2. I would say.
I think that's fair.
You know, obviously, Caleb.
Well, I mean, I do wonder about where Brock Bowers sits in this conversation as well. If he's setting records, I know they like to give it to the quarterback, but that's a good question.
The number one hit of the weekend, the whole Lions, all the Lions, even the ones that were just eating somewhere. You know, y'all did great. Y'all were doing great jobs. But Jared Goff goes off, perfect rating, 4 touchdowns, no sacks given up, 24 for 29. And St. Brown, 11 catches, 161 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mike, I think it's fair to say that St. Brown has made his statement that he's one of the top dudes in the league, too. And when you're looking at like what Jahmyr Gibbs is doing, he thought he was going to go like 20th to the Cowboys back in the day. And everybody was like, why would you take a running back that high? Look at what they're doing. That Detroit Lions team knew exactly what they were doing when they got him.
How many years has St. Brown been in the league? Is this his third year?
Third, I believe.
No, this is his fourth year. Do you know he's only like 80 days older than Bo Nix?
Are you serious?
Wow.
I just looked at
quarterbacks are old.
Yeah.
And probably so younger than Michael Penix then,
he's
right?
He's 25 and 25 days, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Bo Nix is 24 and 267 days.
Wow. Holy cow.
So Bo Nix is he might be veteran of the year.
So you were talking about Jared Goff. This is crazy to me. Jared Goff has had a perfect passer rating and more than 400 yards passing twice. He's the only quarterback in the history of the NFL to do that.
Really?
Yeah. So, which, look, if you want to argue that's why that's an imperfect statistic, fair enough. Otherwise, Jared Goff is the best quarterback that's ever lived.
Extremely balanced team from their offense to their defense. It's just balanced all the way around.
Is it going to be, and maybe we talk about this later in the week, at this point, is it going to be a pretty big disappointment if the Lions are not in the Super Bowl?
Yes. Yes.
In the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl. Yeah. Ryan,
I think they're the class of NFC right now. I don't think that San Francisco's in that category anymore. And I don't know who else is in their category at the moment. So, yeah, it would be. And I'm in the mindset almost of looking at the Chargers and the Steelers as being the AFC championship game if everything matches up right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in a weird place right now with football. It is. It's a weird place.
Okay.
Last thing, though, I did find my wedding ring, guys. Over the weekend, on Friday night, my wife said, look, we're not married anymore. Go out and do whatever you want. Go watch the fight if that's the way that – if that's – you're going to just lose your ring. And then she was looking. Lucy has a bunch of crafts that she keeps near Adrian's desk. And Lucy had folded my ring up in a piece of paper and put it underneath the desk and then put a pillow on top of it. And never told us. And Adrian was cleaning up and she was like, just in case, let me see. And she unfolded it.
Because it could have gone in the trash or something.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's where we thought. We thought it went in recycling. But guess what? I'm married again.
What did
sorry,
Lucy
ladies.
Say?
Huh?
What did Lucy
say? She said she was sorry. She won't do that anymore. So.
Did you just say, hey, how come when we were looking for the ring, you didn't?
She didn't. Yeah, she didn't say anything. She just asked if it was the ring, and she thought that I threw it away, too. So she didn't know where it was. So I'm off the market officially, Mike.
That's fine. You were never really on it.
Thank you, Lucy. But Alec, still
single. It'd be like that movie. What's that movie? Was
Decent called? Proposal?
Hall Pass or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Hall Pass. Did you watch that movie?
I think I don't know if I've watched it from start to finish, but like the guy's like, oh, we're single again. And
quite work out for them the way they
expect.
But
it's working out for the wives.
Remember what happens in that bathroom scene?
Didn't the wives like go out and then every man was trying to sleep with them?
I think something along those lines.
That's how it works.
Yes.
And that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. Did the Bills, Chiefs, Steelers, and Ravens just reshuffle the AFC? Plus, we got some other NFL notes for you. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Snap. Lamar moving out to the left. Lamar being strung out, and Lamar flings it backhand incomplete, and the Steelers defense has come up with a stop.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk about, well, we're not going to talk about what I really want to talk about. So let's talk about the Bills, Chiefs, Steelers, and Ravens. Did they just reshuffle the AFC plus a couple of other around the NFL notes? All right, going into this game, I think we all felt pretty confident that the Bills and the Chiefs were at the top of the AFC. Still think that. Nothing has changed there. The Chiefs are still in position to have home field, and I do think they'll find a way to match up again in the playoffs. Did anything from Bills Chiefs, including Patrick Mahomes throwing an interception on his first pass, change your perception of either one of those teams and their hierarchy in the AFC?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I mean, like, I still think it's going to be a competitive game. The team with home field advantage won the game. So I think it still would be competitive between those two.
It did for me.
Oh, okay.
But it had to do with also another game.
Oh, do you want to dive into?
Well, that's asked the question. The reason I'm now going to put the Bills at number two is because now I feel like, and I know that we can get into Lamar Jackson and the Ravens here, but I had the Ravens going to the Super Bowl going into this weekend, and now I'm doubting that.
All right, so let's talk about that game, but real quick, I wanted to throw this out there. Did you see that Bills fans, who again, we've talked about it, will go through flaming tables and the like, they hung a Kermit the Frog puppet with a Patrick Mahomes jersey on?
Bro, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
It feels like I wouldn't want to do that.
Far.
Don't do that, first of all. Yeah. But like, also don't antagonize Patrick Mahomes, probably.
Yeah, that too.
Just let that be. But as just a general rule, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I'm not about that one.
All right, Steelers-Ravens. Now, Mike Tomlin had just one of my favorite quotes afterwards. He was talking about his kicker, Chris Boswell. So obviously, Chris Boswell, 6 field goals. He's, I would assume, going to be AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. And Mike Tomlin goes, yeah, I love Chris Boswell. I'm getting tired of him getting Player of the Week. He's probably going to get Player of the Week again. He's deserving of it. but it reminds us of our warts. It reminds us what we need to work on. No doubt I'm thankful that he's on our team. So I love that. He's like, no, he's great. I really need the rest of the team to pull its head out of its ass and get going.
Yeah. No, that's exactly how he should be feeling about that one, too.
He made 6 field goals, including 3 from 50-plus yards.
They're not a great offense.
They are not.
But they do enough to make a game ugly. And they are Mike Tomlin, throughout his career, has been an expert at coaching ugly games.
So there was something that I saw very positive from the Ravens, where this isn't fair and things shouldn't change your mind as much as I changed my mind on a 2-point conversion. But it was great to see. I feel like Lamar Jackson, you're going to lose if you're like a Lamar Jackson guy or a fan of the Ravens. There's a hope, but not a confidence that he can come back in a game in the fourth quarter.
In the last few minutes.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
I think it was 9 plays, 2 minutes and 27 seconds. He gets the team down. He scores the touchdown to get it within 2 so they can go for 2 and send it to overtime, I'm going to assume. And then they didn't have a very good two-point play. It was a weird play.
Like, I agree.
Not sure if he was supposed to be passing the ball or running the ball.
He got blown up by Joey Porter, too.
Half of the team.
That was great. A good play.
So that's good news, because Lamar Jackson, you feel like, look, if he's losing in the fourth quarter of every playoff game, it's over. They're not going to score anymore. He can't seem to do it. But then we've seen signs against Cincinnati. This last one, Pittsburgh has his number pretty much all game, and they're not moving the ball very well with the game on the line. He moves the ball approximately 70 yards, I believe, down the field to then give your team a chance to tie the game up. But I don't know, watching some of that game and then watching Buffalo, and I know it's just one game.
Look like two different teams, huh?
I'm just like, I think Buffalo is better than Baltimore. And now Baltimore is going to have the deal where they're going to have to go on the road every game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to win that division.
Baltimore is a bad matchup for Buffalo, and Pittsburgh's bad matchup for Baltimore. I don't know that I've seen Lamar Jackson look that uncomfortable throwing all year long. And I don't know if anybody else can replicate what the Steelers did, because they might not have the personnel to do it, but he absolutely looked uncomfortable in the pocket the whole day.
And I don't know this, who knows what it's going to be, the road for Baltimore now, but the reason I'm taking Baltimore out is after that loss, I just start looking at it and I go, what if their road is this at Pittsburgh? Okay, let's say they beat Pittsburgh in the first round of the playoffs. Then they go at Kansas City.
Yeah.
Are they going to win at Kansas City? Probably not. If they did, they're going to go at Buffalo and win. I just don't see Baltimore being able to pull off the 3 road victories in that scenario and making it to the Super Bowl now. And I know they could win out and go 13-4 and take the spot away from Pittsburgh.
Here's one of the issues that they're running into. First of all, I appreciate the fact that Lamar Jackson refuses to give the Pittsburgh defense any credit. He is just like, he refuses to. He just talks about like, yeah, we really keep shooting ourselves in the foot. But there are 2 things that are really hurting the Ravens going back to last year. Either A, just getting away from running the ball, or B, they make the Cowboys look disciplined when it comes to penalties. Ravens they're penalized to a ridiculous degree. And Lamar Jackson, afterwards, he was talking about how they just shot themselves in the foot. And he said, it's been that way ever since last year, I believe. He said, we killed ourselves in the loss, just as they had in previous games. Then he went on to say, Chiefs game, the opener, killed ourselves. Raiders, same thing. And same thing today. We can't be beating ourselves in this type of game. We've got to find a way to fix it. And so in addition to, you know, quick strike offense, especially if you're down at the end of the game, the Ravens are really, really hurting themselves with all these penalties.
Yeah.
By the way, Derrick Henry, first fumble in 538 touches.
Yeah. Did he look like he was just going to leave the stadium? He was so upset about that. He was like, I'm done with this.
A little bit. All right. So let's just
prove Zeke's better.
Let's just.
Jerry is going, see? Yep. Told you.
Zeke hasn't fumbled this week.
If you're just stacking those 4 then, like outside of playoff ratings, like your personal mini 4 power rankings for Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Ravens, Ryan, how are you stacking those 4?
Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Steelers.
I could see that.
That's
interesting. I want the same thing. with the exact same way.
I kind of think.
But the Steelers somehow are like they're the kryptonite for the Ravens. So if they match up,
really
it's a problem.
I
have Chiefs and Bills. I get who won. I get it was in Buffalo, and I get it wasn't a playoff game. And I know what Patrick Mahomes, if Patrick Mahomes would have got that ball back, Chiefs win that game. And I give Josh Allen, I give the Buffalo coaching staff, like, we're not kicking a field goal. If we kick a field goal, he gets the ball back with 2 minutes to go. He's going to go down and score a touchdown. We know who that guy is. We just saw him do it again late in the game.
Yep.
That freaking pass he threw, I forget, was it to Noah Gray?
He's moving to the right.
I thought for sure he was throwing the ball away. And then the dude snatches it out of the air. And I'm like, this dude is just so fun to watch. So is Josh Allen. And Josh Allen is a better quarterback in 2024 than Patrick Mahomes. I'm not going to argue that. But the reason I have the Chiefs is, they lost a game. Yeah, they've won a lot of close games. I just cannot pick against the Chiefs in the playoffs. And they still have home field.
They do.
Now, I know that it went down. Their percentages was going to go. If they won that game, it was going to be a 92%
chance
they
were
the one seed. So now it's a little bit over 50% that they will be the one seed.
I'm not used to seeing Mahomes like the way they started, throwing the interception.
Yep.
And then finishing the game with an interception. I'm not used to seeing that from him.
I guess I don't care about the interception late.
Yeah, I understand that.
Down by nine, you're like,
it definitely could have been if they were, same drive, if it may have been the same thing. But the way he opened that, I'm not used to seeing that from him.
He's turning more and more into Brett Favre.
I can do it. I can take that risk and put it in that tight window.
I really like Josh Allen's answer after the game. They were like, hey, what does this win mean? And he goes, I don't know. It means we won our ninth game.
He's been like that all season.
He has. And I like that he was like, I understand that there's more behind it, but like, that's a really good team. They've beaten us plenty of times. I think there's a great shot we play again. And I just really enjoyed that. Now, a couple more quick notes for you. Go ahead.
Can I just throw something there? It looks like Ryan Flournoy has posted on his Instagram that he's starting tonight.
Oh.
So first career start for Ryan Flournoy.
I mean, look, we've heard the hype since training camp. I would love to see
it happen.
Yeah. Give me something, anything. Now, former Dallas Cowboy Connor Williams, who's the center, or I guess was the center for the Seattle Seahawks, he has decided to retire at the age of 27 with 8 games left in the season. So he said it's for personal reasons. So I don't know, obviously, what that means. I'm not aware of an injury situation that has like finalized that decision, but yeah, we will. We'll probably hear more about that. And then wanted to go to cut number 10, the Chicago Bears. Corey, they were finally going to get it done.
Oh, man.
They didn't look good in the game by any means. Then again, neither did Green Bay. But it's 20-19, and maybe the worst coach in the league at time management decides, let's not get any closer. Let's just run all of the time off the clock and set up for the game-winning field goal. Let's see if it worked out for them.
Here's the snap. Placement made. The kick is blocked.
It is blocked. It is blocked. And the Packers have won.
Beautiful.
It is blocked. Beautiful. It comes up short. And the Packers have won 11 straight over the Bears. 20-19. Oh, my goodness. What a finish.
Last week, the Broncos did the same thing. They milked that clock all the way down and said, let's kick the field goal. And on red zone, Scott Hansen is like, they could milk the clock down and kick the game-winning field goal. And I had an uneasy feeling. Same thing this week. I was like, this is going to happen again, isn't it? And then it did.
Now, potential update in case you wanted to know, Mike. Doug Peterson says he has no meeting scheduled with Shad Khan today. So if you're keeping
on his
track,
schedule, tonight, I mean, on his schedule,
tonight's Raw, though, right?
That's a different promotion and everything.
The AEW.
By the way, from AEW, looks like we're going to have Dustin Rhodes in studio on Wednesday.
Brother, does he wear overalls?
No, he's Gold Dust.
He back in the day, he was Gold Dust.
Really?
Mike looks genuinely.
I always felt like that was. Did you just like dip yourself in a bucket of gold paint?
I think that you should like ask him that question.
That feels a lot more efficient than painting everything gold.
Lower me down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do that with like a hand sanitizer. I always felt like I could get my whole body clean by just being dipped into some hand sanitizer. I could just
Couldn't
get
you
out.
Just take a shower?
Or save the fish. You
they
know?
Don't sell human paint at Home Depot, right?
Mike, will you please go to Home
Humans
Depot
are part of home.
After the show's over and record audio and say, yes, do you have human paint?
Where's the human paint? I see the outdoor, but yeah. Where's the human?
Is it the indoor paint? I'm indoors. So do I just get the indoor paint?
Do I get the acrylic or the oil base? Which one do I rock here?
Do you think they'll ask for follow-up questions about like what you're painting yourself for?
I don't know.
Okay.
Will they clarify you're asking for paint made out of humans?
Oh, my goodness.
I like that Ryan went dark on us. Yeah. That was good. That was a smart use of that.
You can fit Ryan. In with this show just fine, Ryan.
Ryan.
With that in mind, real quick, go ahead and fire off cut number four. I want to throw out one more thing while we have just a second.
Here is Garland for the jugular. Oh. Yes! Wow. A Darius dagger!
The Cleveland Cavaliers are the fourth team in history to start a season 15-0. Along with the 93-94 Rockets, the 1948-49 Capitals, who also all went 15-0, and then, of course, the 15-16 Warriors, who started the season 24-0.
I don't know about that 48 team, but I guess the other team.
They all made the finals.
Okay. Gosh, I don't believe in Donovan Mitchell as carrying a team to a championship. I think he's a great player. I just don't see him as that type of guy. And I know they're 15-0. Help me out here. In 03, did the Mavericks start off like 14-0?
They were either 13 or 14-0 in that 02-03 season. That is correct.
Yeah, with Nick Van Exel and Rafe LaFrance, along with your big
three. You made it to the Western Conference Finals that year.
Yeah, and then that was the big controversy when Don Nelson said, I'm not going to play Dirk, and Cuban was like, you play him. And
yeah.
They ended up not playing him, but that became a big deal.
Does the depth behind Mitchell, because like it depends on
what. I get you. They
have
a great
Garland,
team.
Mobley, obviously LeVert and Jared Allen, like they great do team. Have a lot of really good players. They might not have like the highest high level of talent, but they have a lot of really good players.
I'm with you. I just think, and you know, people took shots at Tatum during the playoffs, but then they had Jaylen Brown who stepped up. I don't know. I think that they're way better than I ever thought they would be this year. But I don't feel like I could pick them. When you're 15-0, you think, they're by far the best team. They're gonna run through the NBA this year.
But I get you.
I still am not believing in them as like a true championship contender, and I should probably change my mind on that. But
we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, perhaps Ryan can introduce our mystery audio. Plus, we will chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation next right here on The Fan.
Rush stamps his foot. They show a blitz. Dowdle says, I'll pick him up. They blitz. Rush throws it in the end zone. Tolbert. Touchdown. Got 2 feet down. Nice job by Jalen Tolbert.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to chit-chat with the G-Bag Nation in just a second, but wanted to give another thank you to Ryan Larson from RJ Duke Sports Cards in McKinney. He won one of our two auctions last year to be on the show with KNC for a day. We're going to do a couple more of those auctions again this year, a week from Wednesday. But I know there's one more thing, Ryan, that you wanted to throw out there.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm glad I didn't do so terrible that they would not allow you to do this again.
Yeah. That's
we have
good.
A meeting
thank
afterwards,
you.
So maybe it's canceled. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So last thing I wanted to say, if anyone out there in Tolo land knows Brian Downing, he came to our store about a year and a half ago looking for his rookie card. We didn't have it, and we told him we would find it. We found it probably like 6 months ago, finally, and I don't have any way to contact him. So, Brian Downing, if you're out there, come to RJ Duke Sports. We have your rookie card.
Come for the deals. Stay to maybe meet Brian Downing.
Heck yeah, man.
He came to one of our shows, Dawson. I mean, it's years ago, right? 2018-ish is what I'm going to guess, at like a Premier Grilling out
that's
up
right.
North.
Frisco location. In walked Brian Downing. It was great, you know? He was like, hey, I'm Brian Downing. I was like, no freaking way, Mike. Look at this.
All right, right now, that's the voice of Gavin Dawson. Thank you very much to D&M Leasing for making this crosstalk happen. Gavin Dawson is in studio with us. Well, the other three quarters of the G-Bag Nation, or I guess three-fifths, Lucius is here, of the G-Bag Nation is out at the stadium. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Fantastic, boys. Comfy chairs and not as much wind as you would think. It's a beautiful day for some football.
I like that. I like that insight already.
Both levels.
As you hear the wind whipping past Broadus's mic.
Brian always will poke fun at Eric for having not brought a jacket, and it's like 30-degree weather. Poor Brian now is in short sleeves in a polo, and then one of those nice overcoats that he wears looks very, very 70s DILF. And the wind is just gusting, and he is shivering his poor bald face off right now.
No, it's all good. It's it's part of what we do out here. Looking forward to broadcasting for the next 2 hours. Should be a lot of fun.
So 2 hours outside, then the pregame show, you're going to take it inside?
No, 5 hours of being outside.
I'll take it inside.
Yeah, five hours. Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense. You're a man of the people, Brian. I know how much you love interacting with them.
I love, the more people, if you're listening, stop on by and say hello. Me and Eric would love to give you a hug. Mm-hmm. You know, do anything. Yeah, take pictures with you while the show's going on. Anything you want to do. We're all about that.
Attaboy butt slap before
the game.
I'll give
you
as well.
A butt slap, get you out there.
Send you
into the stadium. Yeah.
Hey, Zach, how do you think the phone calls are going to be tonight?
I don't think particularly great, probably. Well, maybe they're just out of anger. Maybe that's what it is.
They've given up, Mike.
Yeah, it's probably going to be all about the next coach and the draft.
It's going to be about draft talk. I mean, we're going to talk 3 hours about the NFL draft in the postgame show today is what we're going to do.
Then it'll be in the high 50s whenever you leave, so you're going to be just perfect. It's not going to be that cold winter. Yeah, you'll be all right. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think that might kind of answer my question of how are you guys feeling about the game tonight? But if we think it's mostly going to be draft talk, do we think we're Cowboys are going to be adding another ledger to the record right here on 105.3 The Fan tonight?
It'll be interesting to see how they play this thing. I think defensively they can do some things to this Houston offense. The question is, can Dallas, if they get in offensive mode and all of a sudden it turns to three and outs, then now your defense gets really wore down. You know, I feel like, though, defensively this Texans bunch is pretty darn good. They're going to miss Will Anderson tonight. Yep. We'll see what happens with their secondary. They've got a couple of injuries and a concussion that they're dealing with as well. Can Dallas separate? Can Dallas run the ball? I mean, there's so many things that, this game would be winnable, if, in fact, that you had pieces to be able to win the game. And that's the problem. I think the Jordan Lewis injury is going to be pretty significant tonight for the Cowboys.
What about the rest of y'all?
Oh, well, I'm hoping for the best because I know, the Cowboys have played some entertaining games. So as long as it's within a score in the fourth quarter, I will consider that a dub. Okay. My expectations are low. I think because they have been running the ball and you have Micah Parsons back against this Houston offensive line,
which is not good. Yeah.
There's a path to victory in here, Hagee. I'm going in optimistic.
Can we go back to Eric real quick for his update on the wind? Because it really sounds like it's pretty darn windy out there.
Turns out I might have spoken too soon, gentlemen.
Yeah.
We're in a bit of a wind tunnel here. But that's the element.
Football's all about right now. Base camp. Yeah. Base camp, we're looking for oxygen right now is what we need here.
Football guys like you love the fall weather,
Oh, I do. I love the fall weather. Yeah, absolutely. They were practicing open the doors here a little bit, though, Dawson. They were practicing over here. So I don't know. Maybe we'll have these doors and windows open tonight.
How would that sideways wind treat you that we had a couple hours back? Would that be a bad thing over the next 5 hours, or would that be okay?
I think that's kind of what's going on right now.
Yeah,
is the side wind.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm bummed about is it's not sleeting, because that could really add to the,
feats of strength deal.
Yeah, feats of strength.
I'm with you, man.
Football weather really gets you in the move, gets you in the groove. And
sun's out.
Yeah, the sun is out. There's not a cloud in the sky.
No, it might get a sunburn.
There's plenty of clouds in the sky. Yeah.
There are a lot of clouds, actually. Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was really interesting crosstalk, Heggy.
Thanks, guys.
We did it.
Okay. Yeah.
Glad accomplished, boys.
Glad I can help out.
Sun is out, though.
Just remember, it'll be over at 12:55 a.m.
God, Mike. Just make sure you're pre-
Not like those West Coast games you dealt with, right, Bassett?
Yeah.
When nobody was watching, right?
Oh, my gosh. Hey,
very late.
Make sure the pre- and post-game show is better than
UFC 309.
We
were watching you, Mike. You were not good.
Oh, man. Wow. Sounds like
I'm calling in at 12:50.
Yeah.
Call in. Yeah.
Is that when there's 17 straight minutes of Cowboys commercial?
Oh, my God, y'all. We have a meeting after this.
It's not us, Mike.
Mike, hope for an overtime game. we can get that.
Hey, what do you guys got coming up on the program? It sounds like it's going
to
be great.
Well,
right?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. I'm just going to try to poke the bear, a.k.a. Broadus, here for the next 2 hours, see what kind of gold spews forth.
All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation and
Brian, that
Cowboys,
was fun.
Texans. We've been the KC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Good night, Kevin.